Hello, and welcome back to another edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Now, I'll be the first to admit that financial topics can be pretty dense and difficult, often hard to understand, and just flat out, well, boring. However, having a baseline understanding of finances is more important now than ever before, especially as Americans are taking more responsibility for their retirement savings through 401ks and similar plans. So how are we faring? Well, let's find out. Catherine Collinson, president of Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is with us here today to look at this issue. Catherine?
As part of our 2018 Global Retirement Survey of 16,000 people across 15 countries, we were able to do a little financial literacy quiz. With the permission of Drs. Anna Maria Lusardi at George Washington University and Dr. Olivia Mitchell at Wharton School, we asked three questions which assess people's understanding of compounding interest, inflation, and risk diversification.
What did you uncover about financial literacy worldwide, and how did the U.S. fare?
We uncovered a large opportunity for improvement. So of those three questions relating to compounding interest, inflation, and risk diversification, all of which are very important for retirement planning, only about 3 in 10 U.S. respondents answered all three correctly. 15% got all three wrong. Clearly an opportunity for improvement. And maybe we can take a little comfort in that our survey findings for the U.S. were fairly consistent around the world. Some countries are a little bit better, but by and large, financial literacy should be a global imperative.
Well, what are some of the implications when it comes to retirement planning?
Well, the implications are tremendous. These are things that we need to understand because the whole idea of saving and investing for retirement consistently over time is grounded in the idea of the compounding or potential compounding of investments. So it's really important to understand that. We also know that risk diversification is important, not putting all of our eggs in one basket and having an understanding of that. And then inflation, of course, as people get older and get ready to retire, one of the things that is so important is understanding how the value of the dollar and our expenses, if there's an inflationary environment, how those can change over time. And then if we look in the even bigger context, people are now expected to self-fund a greater portion of their future retirement income. They really need to know these things. They may not want to become investment experts, but it is so important that we all know enough that we can ask good questions and make informed decisions when we're relying on outside expertise.
Gotcha. Any suggestions you can offer our listeners interested in assessing or, for that matter, improving their financial literacy?
A great starting point is find out what resources are available through your retirement plan provider. They offer many, and in my experience, people don't take advantage of them in the way that they can and should be. Another area where people can go is through your local bank or credit union. And of course, you can look at financial websites and even consider a financial advisor.
Well, great points all around, Catherine, and thank you all for listening. Until the next time, this is Al Waller with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth on WYPR.